Saints, this week we're entering into the last message, message 12 of the past winter training. You know, as you know, we've been going through this material. This is on the first part of the Leviticus crystallization study. Saints, if you remember, at the beginning, regarding this winter training, the particular burden at the very beginning, I think there was a burden that this training is truly a training.
Amen.
Not just a training for that 7 days,
Amen.
But it's a training for our Christians, right? So actually, I just wanted to read this, the first banner. Through his speaking in the tent of meeting, God trained his people to worship and partake of him, and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
This was the burden, for this, actually this whole book of Leviticus is how in the Old Testament, God trained his people. Remember his people, the condition of the people, right? The people was basically, they were really foreign to the God of Israel, right? Most of them were brought up in Egypt, right? And they were being influenced by Egyptian lifestyle, even the Egyptian religion, right? Their whole thoughts, their whole being is being constituted with Egypt, right? And God brought them out from Egypt. And you see, in the wilderness, all their, the actions or whatever, the behavior was pretty much all Egyptian. And they were actually longing for going back to Egypt, even though God brought them out of the slavery. So somehow, they forgot about the slavery. They wanted to go back to their lifestyle. Of course, we're not just talking about Egyptians. This really applies to us, because we are Egyptians,
yeah.
Right? We are being brought out of this world, right? The Lord saved us, right? Praise the Lord. He saved us from the slavery of this world, the bondage of the Satan, right? But our constitution is very much of this world. Our constitution, even through the Leviticus, we can see the whole constitution of us is not just world, but it's of sin, of Satan. Right? We have the life and nature from this Father, right? Our Father, this is the father of liar, right? The father of of Satan, right? When he deceived Adam and Eve, when they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that very life and essence entered all human beings. So that's why all have sinned, fall short of glory of God, right? So, and the wage of sin is death. So we have no hope. But really, praise the Lord. Every Lord's Day, when we come to the Lord's Day meeting, do we really have this kind of appreciation, right? We appreciate that the Lord has brought us back.
Amen.
We're no longer hopeless.
Amen.
We're no longer the ones being condemned.
Amen.
Right? We're no longer condemned to death. To death.
Amen.
On the cross, the Lord himself has taken all of our sins, all our iniquities, and being crucified.
Amen.
He was the one. And every Lord's Day when we come here, we're here to be joined with him.
Amen.
In his crucifixion, right? That we will be, and in fact, we were supposed to win that on the cross, right? Not him. Because he brought our sin. So when we come, really in our heart, we would actually want to be joined into him, in spirit, right? So when we join into him, we join in the form of his death, right? We also join in the form of his resurrection. That's why when we come to the table, there is a very deep meaning in this table meeting. This is actually for this week. You know, this message is trying to bring us into this deeper appreciation of the Lord's table through the picture of this peace offering. Right. In fact, all the details of the peace offering. In fact, I was wondering, this is actually the third message on peace offering, right?
Yes.
And I was wondering, How come in the first few messages, we're not talking about the details, right? It was more talking about the types and, you know, about the meaning and the significance of that. But in fact, today we're entering into the details of all the, you know, the detailed aspects of the peace offering. The way the Israelites, the God ordained them to offer, and the things that the Lord asked them to offer. Why is this the last one? Because this will bring us into the consummation of this Lord's table.
Amen.
Right? This is actually not just for the Lord's table. Not just every day we're coming here, every week we're coming here to perform some ritual or religious duty. But this is deep within God's heart.
Amen.
That He has a purpose. Because through this Lord's table, if we understand, if we truly appreciate this Lord's table and its meaning within,
amen.
And when we eat and drink of Him, when we partake of Him, this is His desire that
amen.
The ones who live, who eat and drink of Him, shall live by Him.
Amen.
And by constantly taking Him as our food, and then we get transformed,
amen.
Right? We get constituted, right? Because we become what we eat,
amen.
Right? So this Lord's day, this Lord's table, being the last message, I really appreciate the fact that the Spirit was leading this whole training.
Amen.
So today I think we should really come together, right? I'm just opening up, but we can come together
yes.
to have a heart to be trained,
amen.
To know how the Lord has ordained us, right? Because if we know how to really to partake Him properly, then this will be very beneficial to us, right? This also would accomplish God's purpose. Praise the Lord. So how about we, if you have the morning revival material, I think the first point, right, the Roman numeral 1 really brings us into this this appreciation of the Lord's table. How about let's read together the Roman numeral 1.
The peace offering signifies Christ as our peace with God, that we may enjoy Him with God and with men in the fellowship and joy.
Amen. Brothers 8.
The peace offering is fulfilled primarily in our enjoying Christ as the Lord's table, in the breaking of bread for the remembrance of Him, and in the offering of Christ to the Father for the worshiping of the Father.
Amen.
Sister B.
The peace offering is the Old Testament type of the Lord's table.
How about we continue with 1?
At the Lord's table, the believers enjoy Christ as their peace offering for their fellowship with God and with one another. They enjoy Christ before God the Father without the worship of the Father in the Lord's table meeting. The presentation of the peace offering to God cannot be completely fulfilled.
Amen. Brothers 2.
We shall carry out the Lord's table meeting.
Okay, so I'll just quickly go through because there are many points here. So the two sections, we are actually very familiar, right? The first section is remembering the Lord. We, whatever the hymn that we pick, whatever our praises, it will be speaking towards the Lord, His concerning His person and His work, right? And the second section will be, it's usually after we break the bread, after we remember the Lord, will be the worshiping of our Father, right? We praise to God the Father. And actually, it was also giving us a suggestion to leave 1/3 or 2/5 of the time for the worship of the Father.
Amen.
Right? And this portion, I really have to feel that we in our appreciation of the Father, we sometimes I think we have to spend more time, right? Truly offer our praise and thanksgiving to the Father.
Amen.
Amen. And number 3, this is regarding how we actually enjoy the Lord's table, right? So I'll just read it. Christ as the reality of the peace offering that we enjoy at the Lord's table is for our thanksgiving to the Father and also for a vow to Him. So Thanksgiving, we all know, right? So we can say, Lord, I love you, right? So I consecrate myself to you. So this is we to consecrate ourselves as to make a vow. On the we could also make a voluntary vow. So here it gives us a suggested prayer. Say, Lord, I come here to make a vow to you. I give myself to you and marry myself to you. I want to be solely for you always, regardless of what happens or how I feel. Amen. Praise the Lord. So all of us need to be the ones who are married to Christ for his recovery. The offering for a vow is something of the will and is stronger and deeper. This is actually typified by the unleavened bread, right? We could actually, you know, give to the Lord, you know, as part of the peace offering. In fact, the peace offering, you see, it was very broad in terms of the things that you could offer, right? It's actually broader than any of the other offerings. You can see we can bring him, right? We can bring cows, right? If you have a bigger enjoyment of Christ, right, of this peace offering, you can bring that. You can bring him, bring the Lord the sheep, right? And you can bring him gold, right? You could also bring bread, right? Unleavened bread. You could even bring leavened wafers, right? So this is all. This is not saying that the Christ himself is big or small. Christ himself is vast, right? But this is really telling that our appreciation of Christ can be different, right? We can be small, big, right? Depending on our particular situation in that week, or could also depend on our life experiences, right? So, but all that means is what? Everyone can bring something.
Amen.
And everyone should bring something.
Amen.
Right? So regardless of whether we're young people, okay, college students, older saints, right? We all should bring something Amen. To the table, right? So everyone should offer some praises, right? You know, I really feel like young people and college students, right? You should really get encouraged by this word. It's this Lord's table is not adults' meeting. It is actually all our meeting, right? For all of us. This is the Lord's table for all his children, right? Praise the Lord. So I would say really starting from maybe this week, right? Actually this week, you can really enjoy something during the week. And next week when we come together, and next Lord's Day, we really should offer something to the Lord, right? Doesn't matter, wafer. Doesn't matter, bread or gold, right? We could all offer something to the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I think that kind of covers the most part of it. Oh, I just want to point out one thing here that is about the sprinkling of the blood of the peace offering on and around the altar. This is one of the details how we should offer the blood, and one of them was around the altar. This is actually very significant, right? As you see, the one who is actually coming forward to offer the sacrifice, he actually was sprinkled the blood. So who's the one that sees it? The one that offers the offering, right? Sees the blood is all around. So that gives him the gives them assurance, right?
Amen.
That the blood that was shed. Praise the Lord. So when we come together, we know that the blood of the Lord has been shed for us, right? We could have the full assurance, whatever our situation. Of course, we in 1 Corinthians, Paul talked about we need to have a discernment, right? When we come to the Lord's table. But on the other hand, when we see the blood, we can just take it. Even though that we have some wrongdoing throughout the week, maybe even last night, we can just come to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for your precious blood. Your precious blood cleansed me. Lord, I sinned against you. But Lord, I believe you that your precious blood has been shed for me. That with your precious blood, I have to stand to come forward to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? So this is not even, this is beyond the ages, right? This is talking about our condition. Regardless of our condition, we can come forward to the Lord, right? We can come to the table to enjoy Him, but by His blood, right? Of course, we're not coming here and just take it casually. right? Without even discern or even with sin, right? That is actually abomination, and actually that is, according to Paul, that is eat and drink our own sin, right? This is really very serious, not good for us, right? So when we come forward, we apply His blood to cleanse us, then we would have a clear conscience before Him to enjoy Him, and we would have peace before Him. One more thing I also enjoyed was this about this. This is the which point with this? It was about the offering. Actually, it was very rich, right? Since have you go through this, it was about this. Only the inward parts and the fat that was actually supposed to be burned, right, on the altar. So that means it's the best part, right, and the inward parts of Christ that we offer to the Lord. This we have no part of, right? But then all the other ones, right, the breast is for the offering priest, right? Amen. And this is a wave offering, right? And this is the part that we should really present. And this is, the breast signifies love. So as we offer peace offering, as we don't forget to offer the wave offering. I mean, the wave offering, right? This is the love. So the more we actually have peace with the Lord, the more we would actually be infused by His love. That we would actually have the love to serve His children, right?
Amen.
As the priest, we serve the Lord, and then we bring Lord to His children, right? To His people. So, and a lot of times, we may not feel, if even, let's say for some of the serving ones, we may have a heart, but sometimes we just feel like certain condition or certain situation of certain saints may be beyond our love. We just don't have that love, right? So what do? We need to take the peace offering. We need to offer His love, right? We need to actually receive His love. Right? And sometimes we feel like we're so weak, we cannot serve. We don't have to just have the strength to go out and preach gospel, let's say, right? Or to care for His people. So we need to take His thigh, right? As the heave offering. Amen. Lord, You are the one in ascension,
Amen.
Right? So bring us into Your ascension.
Amen.
Then you would have the strength to serve His people. So I think this is very practical. If we enjoy all these little details, right? As was... explained in the Leviticus, how much richness we will get, right? Every little bit of our life, of our living, and in our service. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's just, I think we will just open up for saints to share. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This message is really deep. It's
Amen.
Blow my mind too. We were made for God, right? That we were made. I mean, the heavens were made for the earth were made for man, and man is made for God. Now, one thing that about the Lord's table, the message about enjoying the Lord's table. Before I came here, just quick about it. Before I came here, I always tell my family, we pray and say we're going to come to the Lord's table, which is it's holy. This is holy. To participate. And if you look in day 4, it says, an unclean person is a sinful person. Such a person should be removed from the fellowship of the Lord's table. Now, if this is the case, I think we all should be removed because we are not clean. Only the Lord is clean. So, but that's why we come here. I pray with my family. I said to my son and my daughter and my wife, let's pray that we come to the Lord's table and tell them we repent for any offenses that we have made before we take the Lord's table. And I pray, Lord, forgive me if I offended you this week. So that's what we do before we come here. Because we all make mistakes. We haven't been absolute. I have not been absolute this week for the Lord. So that's a sin.
Amen.
Not just being absolute.
Right.
So that's why I had to ask Him for forgiveness before I take the Lord's table.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, going to something else. I enjoy also the part of consecration and vow in day 1. Now, I don't know how many times I consecrate to the Lord. I consecrate to the Lord many times, right? But I try consecrate to the Lord many times. I fail many times, right? But the vowing is another thing. It's different, right? Usually in this country, when the couple marry, they vow to marry forever, right? They make a vow to be together forever in the good and the bad, right? But usually, you know, America has the highest rate of divorces in the world. And I consecrate many times to the Lord. Many times I failed. That's mostly for Thanksgiving. It's okay to consecrate to the Lord. But vow to make a vow is different. See, when I want to make a vow today to Him and tell the Lord, I want to marry you, Christ. I want to be married forever. I want to do your will. I want you to grow in me, to saturate my life. See, vowing is different. And now, if you are not ready, especially young people, if you are not ready to make a vow and marry Christ, consecrate to the Lord all the time. And this is what the Lord wants. Enjoy that one. And also, the title says the peace, reality of the peace offering. I was reading about Isaac. And I enjoy, you know, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're the type of the Abraham who were called by faith, and Isaac is grace. He was the grace. So we see we live now by grace, right? And Isaac was a man who enjoyed. He had peace with God, right? And even though he had problems with the Philistines, they were trying to take the wells, but he has this patient that he always, okay, you want the Philistine want to take the wells, right? Come to take the wells of water. And he said, okay, take it. I went to another place. See, in our life we have a lot of problems. See, sometimes I get upset with my wife get upset with me. I said, okay, that's fine. See, Satan is there to bother us all the time, you know. If we let him bother, he's going to really win. And Isaac had no problem. He enjoyed God's grace. He always rest. He always enjoyed the Lord, right? Because he had the peace with God. And this is how we should do. You know, if somebody comes and bother us, friend, sister, brother, you know, whoever bother us, you say, that's fine. I'm enjoying the Lord. I have peace and grace. I'm enjoying. And this is what I enjoy about Isaac. Even though he always had problems with the Philistine trying to take his wealth, he always enjoyed and had peace and rest. And that's what I just enjoy this peace that the God have with us now through His Son. All we had to do is just come every day to the Word and tell the Lord, forgive me, because we make mistakes all the time, and we make a lot of mistakes. I'm not the Spirit. I should, right? Because Christ is the Spirit and His life. But I said, Lord, I want to make a vow to live with you. I want to marry you. I want to be with you. I know, because when that happens, you know what? He hears our prayer. When we really consecrate and make a vow, He hears the prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord for this peace that we have now with God the Father through His Son Jesus.
Amen.
Don't fall asleep, you know. this week, Brother Kyle has very, very strong burden for you. But then when I, you know, I myself, I got very confused, you know. Why, I really appreciate Brother Minji share about his burden. You know, there are three messages on peace offering. But this one, personally, I think that it talks about presentation, you know, at the Lord's table as a picture.
Amen.
So, you know, I think that this is really a very strong burden that, you know, after we talk all about all the offerings, we actually need to see this picture that, you know, when we enjoy the Lord, the ultimate picture is that we are here to present the Lord and to present ourselves to the Lord. And Brother Minjin also mentioned about the Old Testament. You know, I actually encourage young people to go back to read Numbers chapter 13 to 15, because actually before Israelites, before they entered into the good land, you know, Jehovah was very upset about them. Why? Because the two spies, right, they went to see the good land for 40 days. But then, you know, right away, they divided into two groups. One group said yes, one group said no. Okay, so then how come they could have peace? So then, you know, then God was very upset, and he actually wanted to kill all of them. But then Moses came out and say, Lord, you have mercy, you know, have mercy on them. And then Israelites, they say, oh, okay, so now, you know, we repent, and then we want to go to the land by ourselves. So they actually, they went to fight, but then they lost, right? And then this is the time the Lord told Moses to tell the Israelites, when they enter into the good land, the first thing, what do? They make offering. So that's why these offerings are so, so important.
Right.
We just cannot ignore them. Mm-hmm. And then I remember that, you know, when we first talk about these offerings, that we say, you know, the first one is burnt offering, and the second one is meal offering, right? And the third one and the fourth one, sin offering and trespass offering. We, because of these offerings, we see that we have a problem. But then actually now, through this long process, we know that actually, you know, when we confess our sins, when we, you know, turn to the Lord, actually there is a result. The result actually is a presentation that we enjoy the Lord together. It's not just we, it's not just, you know, individually, like we, between God and I, it's actually we as a group, and we can enjoy the Lord together. And I actually appreciate Brother Sergio talking about these different types of peace offering. Actually, if you look at the peace offering carefully, there are three types of peace offering. The first one is for Thanksgiving, right? So that is very general. So when we come to present ourselves to the Lord, yes, we appreciate what He has done for us. So we thank Him, you know, for what He has done for us.
Amen.
And the second one is a vow. Like, you know, I believe that, you know, in the Old Testament, we have some examples of that. You know, we make a vow to the Lord, and when the Lord accomplished what we said, and then, you know, we offer something. But then there is also this offering for free will, meaning that, you know, actually, we just love the Lord. We just come here to give ourselves to the Lord. And I think that that's really the kind of offering, the peace offering, that we want to offer to the Lord. And I really pray to the Lord that, you know, when we look at ourselves, just don't look at our own conditions. Because so often, I still remember, there was one time, you know, today is Mother's Day, but my mom is not here. But I think I can talk a little bit about my mom. You know, actually, our natural relationship, eventually, they will be gone. And I still remember there was one time we were on the way to the small group meeting, that my mom got very sad, very upset at me. So she said, I'm not going to take your car. I'm going to go with Kyle. And you know, when my mom says that, my mom is actually a pretty easygoing person, but when she says that, you know that something is wrong. So I say, Mom, you cannot go with Kyle. You need to go with me. So then in the car, you know, we had very, you know, like, you know, genuine fellowship, and you know, she was really very upset. And then, you know, we were almost to the brother's house. Then she said one thing. She said, you need to go to the meeting. And I said, no, I cannot go to the meeting because you, if you are not going, you know, at least I drop you off at home or, and she said, no, I'm going to the meeting and you are going to the meeting. So, you know, actually, I think today we can be here. We all need to realize that it's not a small thing. Because, you know, by just seeing that Kyle and I, we sit together in a meeting, that's a miracle. Don't you think that it's a miracle? It's a miracle. Yeah, otherwise, you know, he can do his own thing. I can do my own thing. We don't have to stay here. So I really hope that we have this appreciation.
Amen.
That,
you know, amen.
This is the Lord's table, and this is the Lord's glory.
Amen.
So the title says, Enjoying Christ as the Reality of the Peace Offering.
Amen.
At the Lord's Table. And then it has a second part. Right. To present the total picture of God's economy.
Amen. Amen.
So this message is about the Lord's Table.
Amen.
But it's not about the Lord's Table in the way of the basic lessons on service. It's about the Lord's Table in the way of Christ, experiencing and enjoying Christ as the reality of the peace offering. Mm-hmm. So as our brother Schick pointed out, this message gives us the details.
Amen.
of enjoying Christ as the reality of the peace offering. Mm-hmm. So this message is all... So in the message, the speaking brother said that our week is for the Lord's table.
Amen.
Right. Yeah, our week is for the Lord's table. That's the word reality.
Amen.
So he also said, John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him, the Lord's table is the worship of the Lord.
Amen.
The worship of the Lord and the worship of the Father.
Amen.
So he said, it says, must worship him. So the woman said, our fathers worship that at this well. But Jesus said, those who worship must worship in spirit.
Amen.
That's the location. So the location's not this building. The location's our spirit. But then he went on and he added, and truthfulness. So truthfulness doesn't mean just the word reality. It means reality in our virtues.
Amen.
It means reality in our virtues. So our enjoyment, so the Lord's table is our presentation of Christ that we have enjoyed all through the week, and so that he gets constituted into our virtues to be truthfulness. So in spirit and in truthfulness. So, so there are lots of details about the offerings, but right. One that I enjoyed was about the different kinds of offerings. Mm. So the different kinds of offerings, you can offer one from the herd, okay? Or you can offer an offering from the flock. So from the flock is a sheep or a goat. From the herd those are bulls.
Right.
So there's the difference in the kind of animals, the word to associate with the different kinds of animals, the different experiences and enjoyment of Christ is our condition.
Right.
The condition of our enjoyment of the Lord. So during the week, Satan is trying to shrink the condition of our enjoyment of the Lord.
Yes.
But the Lord, he's producing overcomers. The overcomers are going in reverse. They're going in reverse. They're taking a small condition to experience the Lord, and they're overcoming and making it larger and larger and larger.
Amen.
So as the Lord, as the ones who experience Christ as the reality of the peace offering,
Amen.
We need to experience Christ in his totality.
Amen.
In all the offerings, the burnt offering, the meal offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. Then we have the peace offering. So we need to experience Christ in all of his details.
Amen.
So if, as a sheep, we experience him in his perfectness, in his beauty. this is fine. This is fine. So, for example, he's without blemish. So if we have life within us, if we have the sense, oh, I'm too much, or I'm off. That's imperfection. So that's a time to experience Christ.
Amen.
He's the perfect one. So we, anyway, that's just a small example, but that's during our day or during our week. Anyway, so so this message is about our week, and then bringing that Christ that we've experienced in spirit. We bring Christ in spirit, and we present Him in from our actual enjoyment of Christ. That's the truthfulness. And so this is the total picture of God's economy, is that we just experience Christ in the full range of God's economy,
right. In
the full picture of what Christ is. And we want this scope of this experience and enjoyment to be getting larger and larger and larger.
Amen.
And one last thing that I enjoyed was the blood was sprinkled on the altar and around the altar, around the base.
Amen.
So this signifies that this is not a small thing. So we experience in our conscience, the peace in our conscience, because of the cleansing, because of the blood that was shed.
Amen.
His blood is our boldness.
Amen.
Anyway, so that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed
Rachel's
message. The fact that a peace offering is of different kinds is not due to Christ, but it's due to the different conditions of the offer of enjoyment.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we enjoy a large price, and other times something happens. Perhaps some disturbance in our family life that limits our enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
This does not mean that Christ has become smaller. It means that the condition in which we enjoy Christ has become narrow and small.
Amen.
So we must learn to overcome all kinds of situations, even praying in our private room, in order to avoid interruptions, so that we may be in a better and higher condition to enjoy a larger Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, and also I enjoy here. Today we may enjoy Christ here on earth. Do not wait to go to heaven to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Enjoy Christ on earth right where you are today.
Amen.
Here it said right where you are today, also including in what situation, no matter what situation, no matter what feeling you are, enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, we can always see around us, always there are two kinds of people. One kind of people always complain, you know. They never satisfied about anything.
Yes.
Actually, most of the time, these kind of people, actually, they already have a lot. But they never satisfied, they're not happy. And also, there are another kind of people, a person, they always satisfied. They always, very satisfied, very, joyful, very pleasant to be with. And these kind of person, sometimes they don't have a very good situation. So that means to be happy or not happy, actually, most of the time, it's all a choice.
Right.
Yeah, God gave everybody, different situations
Amen. Of
life and environment. And we can choose to be happy and not happy. So also here, we always limit, the enjoyment of Christ because of the situation. But actually, we should know Christ is a waste, is unlimited. We shouldn't really narrow the Christ by our situation.
Right.
So we need to learn to overcome this situation in our life.
Amen.
Enjoy a more deeper and higher
Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, again, I want to share something more experience, maybe, not to the morning revival. And, over the last week, one of the highest, I think I was really joyful, was last night. Last night, the gospel meeting. First, I talked to various people. I talked to the people from Rutgers, the Inman Friends, and talked to the church in Mananapan, and I talked to the Spanish-speaking, brother.
Amen.
So, and then, in the hymn, I enjoyed the hymn, and also the testimony really, really, touched me. So there was a couple, I don't know, they experienced such like a dying situation, and then really Jesus saved them. So, and you know, later on there was a fellowship. I heard another sister came in from a Catholic background, you know, give the testimony. So yeah, later on I fellowshiped with the brother, sisters. So I just felt so happy, you know. I can say, you know, we have some worldly happiness, you know, in you can go travel, you can have good food, and you have, you know, all these things, talk to friends. But I think in the spirit, you know, gives the utmost, like, satisfaction. So I think, you know, praise Lord, like the Lord takes people from, you know, different kind of background and different kind of nationality. So I'm really humble, you know, before the Lord. And then, may Lord be with us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Day two about our enjoyment of Christ is actually depends on our condition. So in day two, Brother said that sometimes our enjoyment of Christ is stronger, but sometimes our enjoyment of Christ is very weak. When our enjoyment of Christ is weak, it's not because the Christ we enjoy becomes smaller, but it's actually because we become weak. I just enjoy that throughout the week, we really need to enjoy Christ as our sin offering, trespass offering, burnt offering, and eventually the issue will be the peace offering. The peace offering actually is the conclusion of our enjoyment of the previous offerings. I feel like every day we need to continually enjoy Christ as our burnt offering. We realize that we're not absolutely for God. We realize we are sinful. We just continually come to the Lord, apply His blood, and in this cycle, we will have peace with God and with man. When Brother shared an example about a brother who tries to enjoy Christ after quarreling with his wife, at that moment, his enjoyment of Christ will be very poor. I think this is very, this is our experience. When we do not have peace with man, when we have something between us and God, we cannot enjoy Christ to the uttermost. I realize that every day we should pray to the Lord that, Lord, I want to enjoy you more than yesterday. If we want to enjoy Christ more, we need to come to the Lord and even pray in our private room to ask the Lord to help us to overcome all the interruption from Satan. It could be something that outside of us, it also can be something that inside of us. So we cannot only enjoy Christ as the as gold, but we also can enjoy Christ as lamb, enjoy Christ in His perfection and beauty. And talking about Lord's table meeting, I feel like as young when I was a young people, I really like to go to Lord's table meeting with my parents. But I also realized that I don't really understand that much. I enjoy the singing, but I feel like I couldn't really participate that much. But I enjoy the burden of this message. It's really in John 4:23. It says that but an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
For the Father also seeks such to worship Him. So I think this is a burden. When we come to the Lord's table week by week, we really need to turn to our spirit, not just be here to worship Father in a religious way,
right.
But we mm-hmm. really open ourselves to the Lord. Because the Father is also seeking such worshipers. Even now, today, the Father is still seeking such worshipers. Even in the speaking, the brothers share something like, even you can pray, Lord, you are good. You are so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We can even offer the Lord some simple prayers. So I realized that when we open to the Lord, the more we open to Him, the more we will enjoy the meeting. So young people don't feel like you need to pray long prayers. Actually, the Lord, I recently realized He really likes short, simple prayers.
Amen.
As long as it's right. from our heart,
yes.
from our spirit, mm-hmm. He honored that prayer.
Amen.
And also, the Lord is really hungry.
Right.
Yes. In John 4, the story of Samaritan right. woman, mm-hmm. after the Lord talked to her and gave her the living water, the disciples actually came back and bring some food to the Lord. But the Lord said, oh, I have food that you do not know.
Right.
The Lord, actually, He's enjoying all our offerings. He's
right.
enjoying all our enjoyment.
Right. Right.
When we open our mouths, just sing to Him with our heart, with our spirit, and pray or even share a little bit word, the Lord will be really, really satisfied.
Amen.
His hunger will be satisfied.
Right.
So we just come to the Lord's table with loving heart. We love the Lord and we thank you, Lord, and enjoy Him throughout the week.
Amen.
Yes. Brothers and sisters, what are you doing here this morning? Really?
Join the
why,
Lord.
Why are you here? Enjoying the Lord. Sisters, why are you here? We're here to worship the Lord.
Amen.
I really appreciated all the sharing thus far. Actually, we really need to focus in on this matter. God is longing for something.
Amen.
He is longing for true worshipers.
Amen.
What does God want? He wants us to worship Him.
Amen.
But there is a warning. You know, when you read Matthew 7, I think it's 22-23, the Lord warns us. And we are wise. We would be wise to take heed of this warning. One day, many will come to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I cast out demons. Maybe we won't ever have an experience of casting out demons. But we did so much. We tried to worship you. But what was his reaction? I never knew you. What does that mean? That means we need to take heed on how we worship God.
Right.
And this is why the book of the Leviticus was so important.
Right.
This timely speaking that right now, when we still have time,
right.
do you feel like you're still being trained?
Yes.
Barbara, I'm still being trained.
Right.
Elizabeth, are you being trained?
Amen.
I'm being trained. We're all being trained.
Amen.
Don't you want to be trained
Amen.
So that we can render God the true worship
Amen.
That He
Amen.
Desires?
Amen.
I appreciate it so much to see that this week, you know, we need to realize that everything consummates into this table,
Amen.
This picture.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up, when you come across Acts 2 and you see a little glimpse, a picture of the church life, you know, those verses, it says they day by day, they partook, right? They came together, they met house to house, they broke bread, and they partook of their food with simplicity and exaltation of heart. They continued steadfastly. Sorry, I'm mixing everything together. Well, one thing that really struck me when I was growing up in the church life, how could they break bread day by day? Isn't this something that we do once a week? Very religious concept. But I was helped to see, actually from all the speaking on all the different offerings, to realize that actually everything, all our experiences, our enjoyment of Christ,
It's for the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
Actually, the burden of this message is not to stir us up so that, you know, when we come together on Lord's Day, we would say something. That's true. We need to do that. But actually, the real burden is that we would enjoy Him.
Amen.
We would experience Christ as the reality of all the offerings during the week.
Amen.
So that we would have something. And I was so appreciative of our brother's emphasis. We all have something.
Amen.
You don't need to feel like I need to bring a bowl. You could bring something, a little something. The point is, you need to bring something to the meeting, your experience of Christ, and to offer that to God. I appreciate what our sisters just mentioned. Even something short.
Right.
Something that's genuine from the heart. And I feel like, you know, it's true. There's a lot of burden for the young people. You know, young people, you're here this morning for a reason.
Yes.
Otherwise, you should be in the other room having your own lesson. You realize there's a burden.
Right.
The burden is you need to bring your experience of Christ
Amen.
To the meeting.
Amen.
This is not an old people meeting. Right?
Right.
This is your meeting.
Amen.
You need to bring and share your portion of Christ.
Amen.
You need to offer this
Amen.
To God. Right?
Amen.
And it really, this really should touch us.
Amen.
This doesn't need to be something profound. Let me ask you this a question. Were you not touched this morning by just the simple fact that someone died for your sins?
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Brothers, young people, young brothers, were you not touched by that this morning? If you were, you can offer a small praise. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins.
Amen.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. That's your bringing a little
yes.
turtle dove.
Right.
That's it. The point is, we need to worship God.
Amen.
We need to bring our portion of Christ.
Amen.
We need to experience Christ as the offering, all the different offerings, right? So that something of Christ can be offered to God.
Amen.
Right? So that the Father can be satisfied.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
May we experience Christ
Amen.
For His satisfaction.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I always wondered about the fat, this fat. Why does God like the fat? We don't. But the fat actually is the very, very tender parts. Because we know that only God can digest them, right? It's just that the fat is upon the inward parts. Thus, we may say that the inward riches are the covering and the protection of the inward parts. And the inward parts of peace of the peace offering signify the inward being of Christ. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul in Philippians 1:8 said, "For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the inward parts of Christ Jesus." And this actually signifying the inward affection, the tender mercy and sympathy. In longing after the saints, the apostle was one with Christ, even in the bowels, the tender parts of Christ. This indicates that for Paul to enjoy Christ meant that he was one with Christ's inward parts, in which he enjoyed Christ as the supply of grace. And we consider that in the four Gospels, we see the inward parts, the tender, because Christ was very tender. And so we need to enjoy the Lord in His love, in His likes, in His dislikes, which are the inward tender parts. And here, you know, we see that this was something that the fat on the inwards offered to God should be something produced by us. And I thought, oh, this is just too complicated. But what this really means is that in our daily walk, we are really one with the Lord in our intention toward the Father, in our concept, in our thoughts, our likes and dislikes, in our desire, in our intent, and our purpose. then these things become our experience. That we are really one with the Lord in His inward parts toward the Father. And if this is the case, we have the reality of the inward parts and the fat upon the inwards of the peace offering. And we have something to offer at the Lord's table meeting. I thought that here to consider that the inward parts were on top of the kidneys, which were very, very small. Okay, the inward, that God doesn't want big things. You know, within us, the Father wants small things, which are the very tender and precious things. Mm-hmm. And that we need to experience our Father in this way, tender. The more fat there is, the better. With the life of the Lord Jesus in the four Gospels, there were the riches, the abundance in quantity, but there was no greatness in size. You know, even though the Lord was the Son of the Almighty God, He was limited. He came to the earth to be limited. And if we're great spiritual giants, like Christianity, we will not be able to offer the fat with the two kidneys to the Father. I mean, this sounds, you know, like a medical thing, but when we consider that this was the tenderness, and I just never really saw this before, and we need to really enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Every day in our daily living,
right.
In the very, very small things.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Today is Mother's Day, right?
Amen.
Have you ever trying to give you your mother some kind of gift that will please her? No. Or have you ever tried and you cannot figure out what she will love? I tried and every time I cannot guess what is the best gift, either to my mother or my children's mother. But actually, our Father told us what He loved,
amen.
What He is seeking, what's the best gift He wants. That's genuine worship. I saw Elizabeth here. You know, every time I know it's Mother's Day or her father or mother's birthday, she always come back. And I think that touched their parents most.
Right. Amen.
Genuine love toward the children.
Amen.
And here, I don't know whether you enjoy today's table's meeting. To what is I feel I'm not fully satisfied, and I believe our Father is not fully satisfied.
Amen.
We all, especially, you know, the Lord will be, our Father will be satisfied. Only we can worship Him in spirit,
mm-hmm.
and in truthfulness.
Amen.
And truthfulness, that's a very important aspect, is genuineness.
Right.
And that's something we are very lacking. If we are not in spirit, in truthfulness, we cannot really please our Father.
Right.
And especially this week, we all know there's a strong burden on the Lord's table.
Amen.
So we try our best, try to make it good. And when we are trying, but we don't have that reality, we somehow were in performance.
Amen.
And that will not really please our Father.
Right. Right.
But we are all in the process. We are trying, as long as we have this willingness to train, we are willingness to, you know, really able to offer something our Father please. And I think we will come to that day.
Right.
But every day we have this opportunity.
Amen.
When we come to every Lord's Day, the only thing we need to do is we need to exercise within our spirit.
Amen.
If not, there's nothing we can really offer to our Father.
Right.
And the more the gift will be become more precious if we can really have the reality of experience our Lord as the all kind of offering in our daily life.
Amen.
Every day we have this kind of experience, and when the Lord's Day, we come to the Lord's Day, we exercise our spirit, and this kind of gift will naturally, you know, offer to our Father.
Amen.
And this will make our Father very, very satisfied.
Amen.
I think, yes, you know, we have burden for young people, but actually for everyone.
Amen.
We it's very natural. We come to the Lord's table without a reality. We're just sitting here, our mind is just wandering, and when no one are praising the Lord, then we have to make up some words to worship the Lord, right? But that doesn't count anything. The only thing our Lord, our Father, appreciate or seeking is really our genuine worship to Him. So may this, we day by day, we work on this, we experience more of our Christ, and every time we come to the Lord's table, we really need to exercise in our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Joy Christ as the reality of the peace offering at the Lord's table to present the total picture of God's economy.
Amen.
Amen. I like this matter of the Lord's table.
Amen.
I know there's recently been a conference on the Lord's table, because if our worship is not up to standard, or if we do not ascribe to the Lord's table what it deserves, that just means that we lack vision, that we have not seen what is the Lord's table.
Thank God.
And if we would enter into the Lord Jesus' heart and His spirit the night before He was crucified, when He established His supper, His table, and that He would say to us, "Take, eat, this is my body, and take, drink, this is my blood, which is being poured out for you." And then he said he's waiting so that he could drink this new with us. And then he would lead us in the worship of the Father. And one verse I enjoyed is Matthew 9:13. It says, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous but sinners." And so, every one of us, when we come to the Lord's table, it should be mercy and not sacrifice. That we're not here because we're doing the Lord a favor, or we're not here to give the Lord face. That we're here and we totally do not deserve to be here.
Amen.
By His mercy, we're here.
Amen.
So, every time we come to the Lord's table, if we are to enjoy, that means God has to first be satisfied.
Amen.
Because apart from the Father being satisfied, then we have no real enjoyment.
Amen.
And so, every one of us, our whole week should be for the Lord's table.
Amen.
We should come here and
render
the Father in true worship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I really enjoy our brunch in the opening. This training is really a training.
Amen.
So this week we come to the last message, but the training continues.
Right.
So Lord is still training us.
Amen.
To worship Him.
Amen.
In truthfulness, in spirit and in truthfulness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I would like to repeat the title again. Enjoying Christ as a reality of the peace offering at the Lord's table.
Amen.
To present the total picture of God's economy.
Amen.
So it is very significant that the tablet didn't use at the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
It says at the Lord's table. So this means actually the Lord's table is not just another meeting we attend.
Right.
It is a table.
It is a supper. It is the breaking the bread. So when we come to this table, we should have this view. We come to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
To have fellowship with God and with one another.
Amen.
But enjoyment is for, Lord Jesus, it's the Lord's table.
Amen.
And today the Father is still seeking for the true worshippers.
Amen.
Those who worship Him in spirit and in truthfulness.
Amen.
So I was really touched by your sharing. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know, a lot of Christian groups, religious groups, they all talk about worship. Oh, they go to churches. They even break the bread and even take the cup. But this kind of worship is not up to God's standard. The worship we are talking about in this message is up to God's standard. So it involves two items. Oh, the place of the worship and the content of the worship. So the place is the spirit. It's our human spirit. So I really enjoyed that our brother mentioned in this message. This spirit is the corporate mingled spirit.
Amen.
So it's not just the brother shepherd's spirit. It's the corporate mingled spirit.
Amen.
So it's involves everyone's spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord, so every one of us, when we come to this table meeting, we should access the spirit.
Amen.
We should leave every other place.
Amen.
We should leave our mind,
Amen.
Our emotion.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we should come back to our spirit.
Amen.
To access our spirit.
Amen.
So for the worship of the Father, we must come to the spirit first.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the second item involves the content of our worship. Oh Lord Jesus, I really want to suggest this point. You know, many times we talk about worship the Father in the Spirit. But it seems we didn't stress too much about the truthfulness.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So when we come to the table, we may offer some praises, whether short or long.
Right.
But if this praises is not issued from truthfulness, actually, this is just a performance.
Right.
This is just a show. It will be rejected by the Father. Because of only the Christ as a reality, He is pleasing the Father.
Amen.
Only the Christ we enjoy during our week, we're pleasing the Father.
Amen.
So this is why some of the saints suggest that we must enjoy Christ. Our week is for our enjoyment, for the Lord's table.
Amen.
So we must enjoy Christ as the burnt offering, the meal offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our week is for the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord's table actually not. Oh, not start from. Oh, Lord Jesus. It doesn't mean we come so. Oh, on Lord's Day, we worship the Lord. Actually, our worship of the Lord is every day,
yeah.
Moment by moment.
Yeah.
Because our enjoyment of the Lord is the worship, it's true worship.
Yeah.
So we must enjoy the Lord on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord continue to train us.
Right.
So we shouldn't lose heart.
Amen.
We're still being trained.
Amen.
What a blessing, we're being trained.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You didn't give up on us.
Amen.
You're still training your people.
Amen.
Oh, however pitiful we are.
Amen.
And imperfect we are.
Amen.
Oh, you train us to worship you.
Amen.
Lord, give you this whole week.
Amen.
Lord, starting Monday.
Amen.
Lord, we will be full of anticipation.
Amen.
Lord, to experience and to enjoy you.
Amen.
Lord, in preparation for the table meeting.
Amen.
We would bring what we've enjoyed an experience.
Amen.
Oh, as truthfulness.
Amen.
Worshiping the Father.
Amen.
Yes. Love you.
Amen.
Thank you for the peace offering.
Amen.
We can bring you the burnt offering.
Amen.
We have salute for you.
Amen.
For the meal offering.
Amen.
We can enjoy you the whole week.
Amen.
We have our peace with the world.
Amen.
We could be the light of the world.
Amen.
Everybody could see you and through us.
Amen.
In the body of Christ.
Amen.
The kingdom.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for
thank
all
you,
your
Lord.
Speaking.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for your desire.
Amen.
This is not about us.
Right.
This is about your desire to
Amen.
Have worshipers.
Amen.
In spirit and in truthfulness.
Amen.
Lord, touch us concerning this matter.
Amen.
How much we need to experience you.
Amen.
Enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, during our daily living.
Amen.
That we could render you the true worship.
Amen.
Thank you for this training.
Amen.
Oh, you're training your people.
Amen.
To worship and partake of you.
Amen.
And to live in a holy, clean, and the rejoicing life.
Amen. Yes.
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 Help us to live holy, clean, and rejoicing lives.
Amen.
Bring us as your true worshippers.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Praise our enjoyment of you.
Amen.
Through this week.
Amen.
Continue to grow in each one of us.
Amen.
Lord, we open to your dispensing.
Amen.
Yes, we open to you.
Amen.
This entire week.
Amen.
Continue to speak to us.
Amen.
To touch us.
Amen.
Shine upon us.
Amen.
How we need you.
Amen.
To truly be our true worshiper.
Amen.
Know what it means to really enjoy you.
Amen.
As the bread offering.
Amen.
Oh Lord, as a meal offering.
Amen.
Issuing the peace offering.
Amen.
For your satisfaction.
Amen.
Save us, Lord.
Amen.
We need you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, that our purpose is to worship you.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we have something to work for.
Amen.
And we can have more of your spirit.
Amen.
So it's P12, P14, and other things. But not young people, right?